Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way, pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link, upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. You'll be set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. A couple of recalls. If you feed Purina Pro Plan to your dogs or Royal Canin feline stuff, there's a couple of recalls. You want to check those out if you feed those brands. All righty then. Whew. Had an extra good time on the love train, and you know I'm all about energy, and I have to say, I noticed a huge difference with Phil and Sue on board here when I did the energization prayer, because they're yogis, they're part of Ananda like I am, and having their energy with us, boy, amped up that, I mean, I felt it, I think Nels felt it, anyway, it's nice to have some family aboard, other family aboard. So anyway, we are in the middle of a discussion here, Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. And as you know, that means it is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday here on Animal World. Dr. Nels is in the studio with us as usual. Linda's car is in the shop, so she's zooming in as not usual. Stacy's here and Nathan's here. And we have Phil and Susan on board from Camino. We're talking about their puppy, Otis, a cattle dog puppy rescued from one of 11 in a litter from the shelter Noah. And within a couple days of getting him, he started vomiting, and we told the whole story about he has a abnormal esophagus that doesn't process or get the food down correctly, and a lot of acid reflux and vomiting and long emergency visits and in the hospital and lots of expenses. And we have the dog, he couldn't gain weight and all of that. Well, now I think, Susan and Phil, we've gotten to the point where you are consistently getting the food down. And I think there's more days of good eating than the vomiting situation.
He still has the reflux, but way less vomiting.
Yeah, so I had them start, 'cause remember, our goal is right now that we want to help Otis stay as long as he can, as long as he can feel better more than he feels good rather than he feels bad, and have some good quality of life. And that so can Phil and Susan. So that's what we're working towards. Now, behaviorally, Susan, you've started working with Otis and kind of battening down the hatches and a little puppy boot camp going on. Are you feeling that that's making any difference?
Huge difference.
Ah.
And I think I just lost sight of that with the puppy being so sick and then Phil being injured. And in the meantime, we also, or before all this, we lost our beloved cat, Olive, and then our cat, Caper, was injured and required veterinary care.
Oh, geez.
He's okay now. But, like, there was so much going on, I just lost sight of the normal training that I would do with a normal puppy.
Right.
But you redirected me, kind of, like, woke me up to, like, oh, I've got to just be on him, and I've got to be really on him because he's a cattle dog, and he doesn't feel great, then he's, you know, liable to misbehave more.
Yeah, and cattle dog, of all the herding breeds, you know, the herding breeds are the Einsteins of the dog world, and not only the left brain intelligence, but also in the intuition and interspecies telepathic and empathetic stuff. And the cattle dog carries a really strong male, aggressive energy. And of all the herding breeds, I find that the cattle dogs can be the most challenging for people to live with. But they also are fun for me to work with because they turn around really nicely. But when you have a puppy like in Otis's situation, remember I correlated it with the most common time would be hand-raised, bottle-fed puppies. When something happens to mom and people take over the mothering process. Well, all of the spoiling and the loving and the nurturing. Remember, dogs are pack animals and their whole life is based on a pecking order system. And when you're coddled like that, you're usually being groomed to take over leadership of the pack. And so they think they're being groomed to be in charge. They think they are in charge. It becomes very frustrating because they can't control everything that goes on in our human world. And cattle dogs can get really obsessed with stuff. And then they think they have to control everything. And then if you combine that with like Otis's situation where he, you know, we totally forgot, you know, about the training and all of that. I think that's absolutely normal and no fault of Susan because, you know, your focus is trying to keep the dog alive and get him gaining weight and all of that. But all, you know, that needs to be balanced with the leadership and discipline, especially with a cattle dog. So I was hoping that if I had Susan lower the boom on this kid, that all of a sudden he'd wake up to, oh God, I'm not in charge, so I don't, you know, and he would start bonding with Susan getting more on track in terms of more normal behavior. And it sounds like, see, dogs relax in the presence of powerful leadership. So that's why it's really important, see, that Susan and Phil, when he can take over, you know, also, that they be real powerful leaders and lower the boom on this guy. It doesn't mean they're going to do anything cruel or abusive. It's what dogs need. But that powerful leadership and control then gives Otis the ability to say, oh, man, I have the most powerful mom on the planet. She can even control me. So I don't have to worry about anything. I just hang with her and I'm safe. Okay. And then, so if we can get that relaxation, I think that will make a whole lot of difference in terms of his ability to heal and stay balanced. We already know that if Nell's work is going to to get help from that, we're going to have to continue it. It's going to be a long-term thing. And Nels, I think you already have a sense of that. I mean, something like this is not usually and we already kind of know it's not going to heal. This is genetic, but there it was open-ended in terms of how long he's going to be here. And so I think we have some hope in doing this. So now the slippery elm helped a lot in terms of we're getting the vomiting down and then Susan and Phil figuring out the consistency of the food and how many times and that sort of thing. Well, then it occurred to me after I had talked to them, and then all of a sudden I had this hit from, I think it was I'm meditating or something, and Divine Mother said, well, tell them about Nex Vomica, for crying out, we need that. So that's a homeopathic that instantly stops nausea, if it works for the patient. So, Susan and Phil, you were familiar with homeopathy, and I think when I mentioned it, you already had Nex Vomica in the house, right?
We did, and because it was just a couple days ago, we haven't had an episode of him other than the normal regurgitation stuff. We haven't had the vomiting, so I haven't really tried it since you suggested.
Right. Well, what I got tuning into that. Is that, you know, no, Otis isn't normal. We can't treat him normal. And what I got is you should give him the Nex Vomica consistently, like maybe 2 pellets, 3 times a day, maybe.
Okay, we'll do that.
And I'm thinking we do this consistently because what I want to do is knock out the nauseous feeling, the bad tummy feeling that Kim says that he's feeling all the time. And I think, and maybe that'll stop some of the regurgitation stuff. And so I don't know, but I think we ought to do it because it's not going to hurt anything.
No.
And Nels, you're agreeing with that?
Yeah. Sounds good.
So I think we do that on a consistent basis for a week here and see if that makes any difference.
Okay.
All right.
We'll introduce it.
Okay. So now I think we're all caught up. Linda, Dr. Nels, anything you guys want to know from Susan and Phil?
I'll just tell you that when I tuned in just while you were talking,
mm-hmm.
I tuned in and I got that I needed to energetically do the basic reset on Phil. So I did.
Okay, so you've already done Phil. Have you worked on Otis?
I worked on Otis already, yes.
Okay, and he obviously needed some stuff.
Yeah. He's, as I mentioned when I saw them a while back, that, his energy's in a flux state. And since he's got all this feedback from his body that's unpleasant, it's going to keep knocking him out of balance. He's going to need the occasional reset. But, of course, some of that can be done by them at home with the reset procedure.
Right.
So.
And then of course we can do it every month on the show and that sort of thing. Now you did regular points with Otis.
Yes.
Get him through. But then you got the hit that Phil needed, and it sounded like a reset that his nervous system.
Yeah,
was
and,
whack,
it, and
huh?
that there was some connection there. That's why it came up. Is there was some connection between Phil and Otis, and their energies combined, you might say. So
interesting. Yeah. Interesting. All right. So Phil, you've already had a little reset from Nels.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens with that. Now I'm going to turn you, Delinda, do you have a sense of whether you want to work with Susan first or Phil first?
Yeah, Susan first.
Okay, Susan, you okay with that?
I'm good, yep.
All right, so I'm turning you over to Linda, and then Phil, Linda will work with you after Susan, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Linda, it's all yours.
All right, so hello, Susan.
Hi, Linda.
I'm going to just ask you to think, I believe I am enough. Hmm. And just keep thinking, I believe I am enough. And let some of your awareness be on your solar plexus area of your body as you think, I believe I am enough.
Hmm. I believe I am enough.
Hmm. And then go ahead and set that aside and focus on the feeling of tranquility and place your attention on your heart, tranquility, and the number three, tranquility three. So we're also, again, bringing in the solar plexus, heart and solar plexus, tranquility three. Your eyes are closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. And I'm going to have you just do some very slow breathing, inhaling very slowly, and then exhaling very slowly as you think tranquility three. Closed eyes are looking up at the right side of your forehead.
All right, Susan, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right. You're doing slow, deep breathing, all the while thinking tranquility and the number three. Tranquility three. Tranquility three. Tranquility three.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Susan. And then with your eyes open, just gently tipping your head forward, looking toward the ground, and then letting your head come to a comfortable place. And then let yourself return to the thought, I believe I am enough, with attention on the solar plexus.
I believe I am enough.
And that is complete.
Hmm. Thank you.
And you're welcome. And the affirmation to support the releasing you've just done is, I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of tranquility.
I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of tranquility. And how should Susan use this affirmation, Linda?
These affirmations are most helpful if we think them and say them a lot, today, tomorrow, and the day after. And looking very much with intention for the feeling of tranquility, whether it's something you see in nature or just a moment in life where all of a sudden it's like, oh, there's some tranquility right here. It might be in the body. It might be in a communication.
Yeah, and I think if Susan and Phil, being, you know, part of, you know, Ananda, my spiritual family, they're a lot more in tune to this stuff than a lot of people, and they're regular meditators and all of that. So they'll be able to tune into this. So is it appropriate for, because I think what, you know, how this relates is their tranquility gets majorly disrupted with Master Otis and all this stuff going on. So if,
and yeah, especially that, and then Phil's injury,
right, and all, yeah, of that. So if when stuff starts to happen, you know, and Otis and it's the disruption is there. Is that appropriate for Susan to then start doing this affirmation, even just silently in her mind?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And to know that this energy of tranquility is always present. It's just that we forget to tune into it, and so even in these moments of chaos, tranquility is also present. So we just want to reorient toward that as soon as we can.
Yeah.
Well, and just like needing to be reminded about training Otis, I needed to be reminded about that because it's been harder to identify tranquility in the midst of everything that's been going on.
Yeah.
And you released some patterns that were getting in the way of reaching for that tranquility. So you are balanced on that, and it will be helpful to you.
I'm getting a nice flow of really high vibrational energy coming in right now. All right. And just so you know, really high vibrational energy is really cold.
Hmm.
And anyway, so something's going on here, and I'm feeling really good about it. All right. So, Phil, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so Linda's taking over with Phil. So take it away, Linda.
Hello, Phil.
Hi, Linda.
I'm going to invite you to think, I believe I am healthy. And as you think, I believe I'm healthy, just allow a vision of yourself, a memory of a moment in your life when you felt really healthy. And just keep thinking, I believe I am healthy.
I believe I am healthy. I believe.
And then we're going to set that aside and focus on the feeling of reliable. So now you're just thinking reliable and the number two. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. And I'm going to invite you to do some very slow breathing in and out, a very long, slow inhale, very long, slow exhale, as you think reliable two.
All right, Phil, your eyes are closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right. You're doing slow, deep breathing, all the while thinking reliable, the number two. Reliable, two. Reliable, slow, deep breathing, reliable, two.
Perfect. Breathe normally. And with your eyes open, gently looking down toward the floor and then letting your head be in a comfortable position. And then returning to the thought, I believe I am healthy, with a vision of a time of healthy. And that is complete.
Mm.
And Phil, the affirmation that will be helpful to sustain this balancing you've just done is, I embrace the feeling of reliable. And you will be looking for all the different ways reliable is making itself known to you.
Okay.
So I embrace the feeling of reliable.
Yes.
All right. That certainly makes sense for the situation.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you probably feel like you're not reliable because you can't do anything right now.
Yeah.
You're following through. So, yeah, so perfect. How all, see how this all meshes together.
Yeah.
I'm really glad we got an opportunity to do this. Now, you also need to know, you guys, these shows are archived on my website, marthanorwalk.com. You just click on the audio archive. So later this afternoon, this show will be up, and you, of course, the healing work has happened in the third hour. So you can anytime go to the archives on my website, pull up the third hour, and you can do this all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and get the energy going again. And I keep forgetting to remind all of you that those of you that are home and can't call in or don't call in, when Linda's doing these instructions, you can get a surrogate healing if you just follow along with what she's directing. Only you think of what's appropriate to you. And, you know, remember to do that little head tip at the end and all of that. So, you know, when we repeat this show, usually the last Sunday of the month, and when people are listening at home, our regulars know to just follow along. And, you know, and everybody watching me in the studio, I'm following along, I'm doing it, and it really makes a difference. So you guys can re-energize this every day in any time you want to with the archives. But keep up the affirmations. And anything else, Susan or Phil, that you'd like to know from any one of us?
Just wondering if you could you all could tune in to Caper, the cat, who also was injured by, we think, another cat.
That would be a Dr. Nell's department.
Yeah.
What color is Caper?
You know,
what does Caper look like?
Caper's a big tiger-striped cat, and he got bit on his tail, and it required, they had to put him to sleep to drain an abscess. And he's recovered now, but he's also putting up with obnoxious Otis puppy, and we lost the other cat. So a lot of changes in Caper's world as well, and he's the one probably getting ignored the most now that he's healing and everything.
All right. Well, I am going to work on him during the break.
All right. Sounds
Thank
good.
You.
All right. So you guys are all good. Keep checking with me off the air. Let me know what's going on.
Okay,
but I think we've got all the components in order, but I'm definitely getting that that we need to do that next Vomica consistently.
Okay.
We're on it.
Yeah. All right. So I'll look forward to a report sometime this week.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank
you. Oh, you're
everyone.
So welcome. So glad you could call in. And bless you and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
All righty. This too shall pass.
Bye.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye. All righty. We are way behind schedule, so let's get our advertisers taken care of. And then we got another phone call to take care of before we're done here. And I got to throw in a quick current event. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
This is Sue Rose Minahan inviting you to tune in to Talk Cosmos Sunday, February 26th at 1 p.m. with our panel, Kaleidoscope Visions, discussion about transits Saturn and Pluto, applied to a prearranged participant's natal chart, who joins sharing feedback, connecting their life with the transit reading. So come journey with us on Talk Cosmos Sunday, February 26th at 1 p.m. on KKNW.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful New Pro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check them out at newprosupplements.com. And then, of course, we heard from our wonderful Natasha Venter, our medium communicator and personal awareness coach. And Natasha will, of course, be in the studio with me next week. So it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and Talk With Your Animals or Human Loved Ones on This Side or the Other, and Personal Awareness Coaching with Natasha. So mark your calendars, call in then. That I forgot to say that we'll probably talk to Susan and Phil again next week with Natasha here, just to get her read on what's going on now. I wanted to save her for after we'd got a lot of things in place to see how things are looking. So we can get an updated psychic read, a woo-woo read, because the other communicator doesn't do woo-woo. Well, Natasha's pretty all much all woo-woo, so we'll get a balanced perspective there. Anyway, remember to tune in next week. And, of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Come join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Alrighty, since we are, you know, on the downside of the show, we're going to get to probably our last caller for the day. And this, too, is someone, actually, it's where I was yesterday. So we're heading out to Issaquah, and Kukui is joining us. Welcome, Kukui.
Yes, it's me. Hi.
Hi. I got a lesson in your name because I didn't realize your name is Hawaiian, and we have a Hawaiian in the family here. So Stacy has let us know. So we've been, how do we say, what is it? What's her name?
We had a nice chat about her name. She was surprised I knew it was a kukui net. So. It's actually a shorter version. She has a longer Hawaiian name, which is very beautiful.
What's your longer Hawaiian name?
Kukui Okalani.
Ooh, Kukui Okalani, that is lovely. Yeah. You should have a hula skirt on, and you know,
light from heaven.
Light from heaven. Wow.
That's great.
Wow. Yeah. Now, is there a Hawaiian link to your genetics or something? Or
yeah, my dad is full Hawaiian.
Oh, your dad is Hawaiian. Was that Jacob?
And my mom is white. Yes.
Okay, so I just briefly met Jacob yesterday.
Yes.
So he's the Hawaiian guy. Cool.
Yes, he is.
Kukui Okalani?
Well, I'm technically not Hawaiian, so she would
understand. Oh, you're technically not
Hawaiian. I was born in Hawaii, but I'm not Hawaiian.
Well, what's
I'm
the
Filipino,
difference?
I
was not born in Hawaii.
Oh, you're Filipino. Your genetics are Filipino.
Correct.
But you are a Hawaiian because you were born there.
No, but in Hawaii.
That's not the way we just.
No,
okay. No. So we say you're Filipino.
I don't have the ancestry Hawaiian. I'm not.
Your nationality would be Hawaiian, but your origin is Filipino.
Now, what'd you say?
No, you still wouldn't say it. Really? Ask Kukui, right? I'm not Hawaiian.
You're not? Okay. All right. So we just have to trust that they know what.
But you're from Hawaii.
I'm from Hawaii.
She's from Hawaii, but I'm
not Hawaiian.
She's not Hawaiian. She's Filipino.
Cool.
But Jacob is Hawaiian.
Jacob must be Hawaiian.
So Kukui is Hawaiian. Well, at least half Hawaiian.
I'm half Hawaiian, yes.
Kukui Okalani?
And I'm half Filipino. See,
Kukui Okalani. Kukui. Oh, I love that. Well, okay. All right. Never mind. We have to be on a time schedule here. all right. So, Kukui, I was out to your place yesterday, and you're on 17 acres out in the middle of nowhere. Well, I love these challenging cases because mainly I was working with Kukui and her mom and the four dogs that they have. But they also have goats and chickens and lots of outbuildings and a whole bunch of other people on the property. I mean, it's 17 acres, big property. So we've got lots of winners. Anyway, so we had lots of issues, and we have two older dogs, the four dogs in the pack. They're all female. An older dog, and then the second oldest is mom of the two youngest, which are the puppies, but they're teenagers. So we're mainly interested in your dog today, Kukui, right?
Yes.
And that's Maisie?
That's Maisie. And she's kind of nervous.
Maisie and her sister were puppies from Michonne, one of the older females. And you kept those two. Now, the other sister, Twilight, looks like a blue merle border collie. Now the Maisie, the one we're talking about, has golden retriever color and coat, but actual genetics are what, Kukui?
So Aussie Doodle and Golden Doodle is Michonne, and the dad is Aussie and Collie, like standard Collie, and a mix of other things.
Yeah. So now it's interesting because that collie, they're mm-hmm. both of their heads, they have the longer, more collie nose. Their coloring, you know, one is a blue merle, the other is golden retriever color. And Maisie, the one that looks like she has some golden retriever personality traits.
Yes.
Like she loves the swamp and a good old hippo hole and jump in the mud. And that's just golden retrievers, you know. There's a mud puddle, they're going to be in it. But she has extreme fear. And And it's quite significant. It was deep-seated enough that it overrode her hunger drive. And Kukui and Maisie are very bonded, Kukui was, there's some stuff there. So we just felt it would be really good that in case any of this has to do with Kukui's nervous system and all of, no, not Kukui, Maisie's nervous system, that Dr. Nels tune in and work on Maisie, and then Linda would help Kukui. Now, yeah, it looks like you've tuned in Dr. Nels to Maisie.
Right. I've got Maisie here, and I'm doing a reset. It's not what I would call the standard fight or flight reset as yet. Something else is more important, so I'm getting that done first.
Okay, and so that may come later. We'll find out after he's finished what's going on there. And Kukui, you're good with Linda working with you?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so Linda, you get to take over with Kukui.
Hi, Kukui. Good to meet you.
It's nice meeting you as well.
Thank you. So I'm going to invite you to think the sky is blue. You're just relaxing and thinking the sky is blue.
The sky is blue. Yes.
And I'm going to invite you to think about some kind of unresolved situation. I don't want you to tell me what it is because you may have something very private you need to hold in your mind. So just think about some situation in your life that you would like to have resolved and let me know when that comes into your mind.
Oh, it's in my mind.
Okay, so you're focused on that.
Yeah.
And thinking about, just keep thinking about that and thinking about how you'd like to have it resolved.
Oh, that's the part that I have trouble envisioning.
Okay, well, just even if you don't know how it's going to be resolved, envision that it is resolved. So go clear past however that's going to happen and just see it as resolved right now in your mind. This situation is resolved.
Just keep holding that thought in your mind.
Okay. And then set that aside and focus on the feeling of loneliness, the feeling of loneliness. You're just holding the word loneliness in your mind.
Loneliness.
And we're going to replace loneliness. So now we're going to replace that with the feeling of inspired, the feeling of being inspired.
Inspired. Inspired.
Yeah, think inspired.
And the number four, inspired four.
Inspired four.
And your eyes are going to be closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead as you think inspired four.
They actually are.
Okay.
They were, and then you said that.
Good. And then you're just going to be doing some very slow, deep breathing in and out as you think inspired four with your closed eyes looking up at the right side of your forehead.
So, Kukui, your eyes are closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to your right. You're doing slow, deep breathing in and out, thinking inspired and the number four. Inspired four. Inspired four. Inspired four.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Kukui, and with your eyes open, just gently tipping your head forward, looking toward the ground, and then letting your head come to a comfortable place. And then let your thoughts go back to that unresolved situation. Seeing it as resolved. So just holding that in your mind again, that unresolved situation is resolved. And that is complete. Good job. So you're going to be affirming that with, I embrace the feeling of inspired.
I embrace the feeling of inspired.
I embrace the feeling of inspired.
So you're going to say that a lot today, tomorrow, and the next day to help balance all of this.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, and as often as possible, focus on yourself feeling inspired. Just keep noticing that.
Yeah. Okay.
And you should be inspired after yesterday because you know what to do with the dogs now.
Oh, Martha, my brother just came over and...
Oh, no, wait, time out. Before you say anything, because okay. I think I know where we're going. The brother doesn't like dogs, okay? And they got four big dogs that are out of control, and they know he doesn't like them, and they bark like banshees at him whenever he's around. And he could be in the other room, and they're quite, he walks in the room, they bark like, and he walks in, they bark, and they bark. And so it's confirming he hates dogs, and they hate him. All right, so now what are you going to tell me?
They were chill today.
He came over today, and they were quiet. They were quiet.
No, they were quiet.
Woohoo! Yay!
A night and day difference.
Yeah. That's
wonderful.
Fantastic.
Okay, so I did get Maisie too.
Pardon me? Go ahead. Kukui, what did you say?
I said we're learning to communicate with our dog.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. So you see, a lot, you know, people don't believe me that, you know, usually miracles happen. Now, it doesn't mean they're done. They, you know, have to see these behaviors keep working. But these crazy dogs were under control by the time I left.
Yeah. Right.
Now, Dr. Nels, you worked on Maisie.
I worked on Maisie. So she needed a good, thorough reset. There were some definite fight or flight issues.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you need more help, you can get a hold of me through the website at healingministryforanimals.com, and we can talk some more.
Yeah, he is offering a free Zoom session.
Okay.
To anybody, all you have to do is go. I couldn't tell you for sure. You know, yesterday, because I had to see if it worked out today on the show. But he's decided to extend the giveaway through the end of this month.
Okay.
So you can go to healingministryforanimals.com.
Healingministryforanimals.com. Okay.
Click on the contact link, and you have his card.
Yes.
And then tell him you need to talk and about the Zoom session, and he'll arrange a phone call, and you guys can go from there.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Now, and then you have Linda's card too. So if you want to follow up with her, you can do a free introductory session. So you can call or text her, and you have her card. Also, everybody, you know, mom, and we can work on the other dogs. All of that. I think Dr. Nils should do one more animal. And what I'm seeing, me too. Is the oldest one. Is that Asha?
Asha. Yeah.
Asha's a big black lab.
Oh.
9 years old. And she's the bear dog. I mean, she chases bears. She keeps bears off the property. So she's important.
Yep.
We need her. And she hurt her foot. And I think, was it the right front? I think.
Yeah,
but anyway,
right
she hurt a foot. And she's carrying it up and limping. So is it okay with you, Kukui, if Dr. Nils works on Asha?
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Yeah. You're able to connect in with her, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so Nels is going to do a tune-up for her.
Okay.
And hopefully, last month, Nathan's dog, Abby, had hurt her paw and was limping like that, and Nels did a treatment on the air, and by noon, the limp was gone.
Oh, my God.
So we'll hope that Asha has the same response.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. So Nels is doing that. You're finding something she needs.
Yep.
So he's working on her now. So he'll finish up on that. We got to run because we're almost out of time, and we've still got advertisers to take care of. But you guys know how to reach me if you've got questions. But are you guys good for the moment?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And I'm so glad everybody behaved themselves when the brother is around.
Now
they just have to show their best behavior so we can make him a dog lover.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. All righty. Thanks, Kukui.
Thank you guys so much.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's take care of advertisers, and then we'll come back and do a quick current events. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Thank you. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are now winding down this week's edition of Animal World. We're here until noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We did hear from Dr. Nels Rasmussen. We'll get more of that in a moment here. And also from Jude Ponton, our premier sound healer at the Whispering Dragon Center. It's now in her home. She's in Shoreline. It's a great location. It's easy to get to. The energy is phenomenal. You just got to experience the gong room and the Acutonics forks and all of that. She can work with you remotely, but oh, it's wonderful to be actually there in person. You can check her out at whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or just give her a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. Now, then, Dr. Nels, you can reach him through his website healingministryforanimals.com and click on the contact link, fill out the contact form, tell him you want to talk to me. Remember, he continues to offer the free Zoom session, and that'll go through the end of the month. So Stacy, I want to bring her on just for a moment here, because I found out when we got here, didn't get any details. But apparently, Stacy, you have not been asleep at the switch. You took advantage of the freeze.
I took advantage, yes.
So tell us about it. How was it?
It was great. So we set it up, and we had a little Zoom meeting, and I got a little bag man up on the counter. Because I was like, how are we going to do this? Because he's on the floor. And he said, well, you can. So I got him on the table, and my concern was, how am I going to keep him still, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Then we suggested, like, so he has, like, a licky mat. So he licked his yogurt, and Nels kind of showed me how to, you know, I had done the little course he had before where you But I guess my points weren't quite where he needed to be. So Nels kind of zoomed me in on the little more accurate points on him. And actually now when I do it, so before when I used to do it, he was a little squirmy, like he didn't like it. I don't know. So I thought I just wasn't doing it right. But then now that Nels kind of moved my hands around, he seems a little calmer now when I actually do it on him. So
wonderful. That reminds me of a question I have for you, Dr. Nels, about Otis. Okay, but we don't have time on the air, so we remind me when we're off the air because I might forget. But just remind me. Okay. But anyway, so Stacey, it sounds like even though you'd worked before and you've done the do-it-yourself thing,
right,
you found this extra Zoom
says
really beneficial and it made a big difference.
Yeah.
So for all of you out there, if you haven't done this free Zoom session, you better get busy because he's only doing it through the end of February. After that, he's too busy to give all this stuff away. So you better take advantage of it now. And let's see. We got to do a quick current events. I don't think we need the music because there's not that much going on. Just remember that the big thing for current events right now is the Great Backyard Bird Count is coming up. February 17th through the 20th, you can watch, you can count, you can share online. And if you go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com, click on current events, find the Great Backyard Bird Count listing because all the links are there for all the cool events because there's a bunch of additional stuff going on and that you can zoom in to these special things building up to the Great Backyard Bird Count, and it's all free. So check it out, the Great Backyard Bird Count, if you want to participate. That's happening starting the 17th of February. And then remember, today it's the Puppy Bowl. Now, I checked on the Kitten Bowl, and it tells me that the Kitten Bowl was on February 7th. Well, what the heck? I think the cats are on another planet. But they aren't playing football. But so anyway, the Puppy Bowl is it today, and we have a Northwest representative in the group. So you want to see our puppy, the Puppy Bowl. It's popular enough now, it's airing on three networks, Animal Planet, Discovery, and TBS at 2 p.m. this afternoon. All right, so we're all good with all of that. And gosh. I guess that. Oh! Did Abby get her birthday tune-up?
Yes, she did. I did that during the break. Yep.
All right. So Abby Border Collie's tuned up, and you got Caper. Kukui's the cat.
Right. I got Caper.
Oh, and Caper is he's a cool cat. He's a really cool cat. I love big tabby cats. And he's like 14 or 15. I'm confusing Caper because he's not Kukui's. He's Phil and Sue's.
That was Sue's. Yeah, right.
I guess I know what the problem is. I forget his name, but this big cat, he's 14 or 15. He looks fabulous, but he's part of this crew out at the big farm, the 17 acres. And he came in and joined, but he's telling me now we missed him. We didn't do him. I'm sorry, Caper. Maybe next time. His name's not Caper because that's Susan. I don't remember his name, but a big tabby cat. Anyway, he's just all over me right now. I'm sorry, buddy. He was a very cool cat. I don't think there's anything wrong with him. I think he's just a very cool cat. So anyway, we will be rerunning this show the last Sunday of the month when it's Encore Sunday. And remember that if you called in, you can listen again and get the energy going. But in the meantime, you can go to the audio archives on the Animal World website. That's marthanorwalk.com. Click on the archives link, and you can listen to the show again. But then when we re-air it, even if it wasn't you we're talking to, if you just follow along with the instructions from Linda, you can get surrogate healing. And you hear all the time, Dr. Nels, that people do that, especially when you were on the air every week with Mystic Radio and stuff. People tell you all the time.
It really works. It's just follow along and pretend it's you that's being worked with, and it's good for you.
All right. And then I think we collectively decided at the beginning of the show today, even though there's only one real football guy in the room, and that's Dr. Nels, but we've kind of collectively decided, and some of it's based on the fact that it's Animal World, we're rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Go Eagles.
Yeah. Eagles. Woohoo. So we're going to let's fly the Eagles to victory because
I would make an eagle scree sound, but I can't really do that.
An eagle scree sound. Yeah. We used to when our sports guy Gary was here, he had a hawk sound, a swooping hawk sound. And so he would play that, you know, and when we were talking about the Seahawks because they used to, I don't know the list.
There we are.
Hey, there we go.
Go Eagles.
Woo, go Eagles. Do the Seahawks still, they used to when they had a home game, they would fly the Falcon or whatever they had do they still do that?
I've seen the Falcon.
Yeah. They would fly him out of the dug or out of the tunnel. He would fly out to the handler.
Yeah.
And he's still.
When I was at a Seahawks game fairly recently, I was in the nosebleed seat, so I couldn't tell if there was anybody flying around or not.
All righty then. Well, the Super Bowl's at 3 this afternoon, but that means you can do the Puppy Bowl at 2. So anyway, thank you all for being here. And next week is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me and Talk with Your Human or Animal Loved Ones and Personal Awareness Coaching with Natasha. So join us for that. Get your questions ready. Call in with questions for me or Natasha, or maybe you want a personal awareness coaching session. She'll be here. I'll be here. Well, I don't know. She could be zooming in, too. Depends on whether she's going to make the drive. We don't know that yet. And enjoy the gorgeous Sunday we've got going. And Nathan says we have to leave now. You know, I don't know why he isn't more generous and just lets us stay and chat as long as we want. But anyway, he says we need to get the heck out of Dodge. So we all are out of here. Thank you all. Talk to you again next week. Thank you, Nathan. Thank you, Stacy. And most especially, thank you, Dr. Nels. And thank you, Linda, for all the wonderful healing. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friend better than family and always be kind to open your heart and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.